Okay, so now we are into Likut Torah. We are now on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, which is the beginning of Vayikra, according to the count of Chumash Vayikra. Marmar starts off with Dibur Maskal Vayikra al Moshe, that, and he, referring to Abishar, obviously called him Moshe, which, as we know, if you look in the Torah, Aleph Der Vayikra Zero, the Aleph of the Chazal say that the Aleph of the word Vayikra is small. However, in Divrei Yamim, it says the first word of Divrei Yamim is going through the history of mankind. It starts off with Adam with a large Aleph. To understand this, and what Chazal say in Medrash Rabbah, that the Hashem calling to Moshe was different than how it was to Avram. By Avram, it says, Vayikamach Hashem al Avram, the Malach called to Avraham. Hamalach was the one, the Chazal say, Hamalach Kerev Adir B'Mdabra, that the Malach was called, and the speech was said, as opposed to here, Kadosh Baruch was the one who was called and the one who spoke. Similarly, it said in the Zera that it says, Vayikra Moshe, the Zera says, Kali Kali Demalk of Leia De Shlich Acharah, that was the voice of the king, not through any other messenger. So we have to understand, according to this, why doesn't it say Vayikra Hashem al Moshe? Why does it say Vayikra al Moshe? And also, why doesn't it say who was the one calling to Moshe in this price, in this aspect of Vayikra al Moshe? You also have to understand, it says in the Zera in parts of Vayikra, as well as the Pasuk says, Vayikra al Moshe, it says the Zera, Vayikra al Moshe, it doesn't say who was the one calling. Al-Bakol Hani says the Zer and all of these, Malacha de Bris, Havel was the Malacha de Bris, whatever that means. Cool, but Kutchabrichu had more of this was said about Kutchabrichu. Alter Rebbe goes on and explains, this idea is because earlier on at the end of Parshas Pekudei, it had said, V'leoch Meshach Lava Yolmei, Kishachana Lava Anon, Kwe Hashem, Melech Mishkan. Meshach wasn't able to go into the Yolmei because Hashem's, the Shechina was resting upon it and the glory of Hashem was filling the Mishkan, meaning the cloud resting upon it represented the Hamshach on the Shrah of the Aryan Seif from a very, very high level that we say about it, Yashas Chayshach Sisrai, that Hashem closed himself in darkness, which is referring to the level of Aryan Seif that Seva Kolamin, that there's no, that's impossible to say any form of Gilei or Asaga, because we're referring to a level that Leis Machshavot Tfis Vlei Klal, that there's no form of understanding they can understand it, and Antu Chachim Lechon Chachim Yediyah, that there's no level of Chachim they can understand it. We say, Hu Yedeh, Hu Amada, this is a level where Hashem's Chachma is beyond all comparison. Therefore, we say on a level like this of Sefer Kalam and Yashas Chayshas Sisra that Hashem almost quote unquote closed himself in darkness. Why darkness? Because darkness is something that there's no way to actually understand. To understand what this means, we will now explain something else. As we say in davening, Atah Kadosh, Shemcha Kadosh, you're holy, your name is holy. What does that mean, you're holy, your name is holy? I mean, even the level of Shmai, which is referring to how Hashem expresses himself to others. The same way your name expresses yourself, as explained, it says, the same way your name is used as a tool for other people to express, to address you, or for you to express yourself. So too, Shema is referring to a low level by the Abishur. Even Shema is Niskalavad, is almost like united with himself and beyond, and with himself. Has no erech, the elements have no comparison, no erech to even Shema. Into the point that even Shimcha, even the level of Shema, is Kaddish Muvdal, is separated from the world. And only Haidav Izivai, we say Haidal Eretz Shemayim, that Kinisko Shema Levad, Hashem's name is united with him. And Haidai, the Haid of Hashem's name, is brought down to the heavens and earth. Meaning Ahara, only Ahara from the level of Shema comes down. But Atta Kaddish, Atta is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is in his whole, in his, whatever his self means. In his full glory, that's higher than the level of Shmai. That even a level of Ziv, even a ray from this level of how Hashem is on his own, the worlds, the Olamos will not be able to be Mekabel from it, as we say, we said in parts of the Ve'ira. Similarly, is the idea of Yashas Chayshas Sisrei, meaning sins, that even Ha'ara from this level will not be able to receive. Therefore, we call this level Cheshek, the same way Cheshek is something that's intangible and cannot be understood, so too this level of Sevi Kolam that was Mislabish on top of the Mishkan. The only ray that we're able to receive comes from the level of Shimcha Kaddish, which is called the Ziv. And this level that we receive from the level of shame is called the Ziv Ashkina, as it says, as we will explain in Parshas Mates. And Rabbi Mehemna, Yashas Chayshas Sisrei, it says in the Zayar, is referring to the level of Keser. This Amshacha, that's the level of Shki Shachan Alav Anan, the cloud was on the Mishka. Then the pasuk over there at the end of Parshas Pekudei ended off by saying, "Kvod Hashem Malei Yaseh Mishkan." The glory of Hashem, Malei literally could be in this context means that the glory of Hashem filled the Mishkan. But the thing is, the Zayar says that what's Malei and not Mila? Mila would be the proper grammar would say, "Kvod Hashem Mila Yaseh Mishkan." And the glory of Hashem filled up the Mishkan. What's Malei Yaseh Mishkan? That it almost sounds like by saying the word Malei, it almost sounds like the Kvod Hashem itself became full because it filled the Mishkan. So Zera says, Zalmale is vada dismal mikolay, became filled up. Meaning that if it's like the pasuk should have been, it should have said Mila. But Mala means that the Kvayt Hashem itself became completed, and then it was mislabish into the level of Mishkan. This idea can be understood because the level of Kvayt Hashem, Kvayt Hashem Mala as the Mishkan, is referring to the level of Malakalam, which is Kvayda, which is the glory, which is the ray that is brought down from the level of Shemite. This is the level of Malchus, which is also called the level of Chachmat Tatzah, which is the source of Biyah. However, the Sherish of this level of Malchus comes from Chachmi Law, which is called the Kaveti Law. And within this level of Chachmi Law is enclosed the Arin Seif Baruch Hu Mamish. Therefore, and this level of Chachmi Law is when Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Harini Naz Kvaydecha, show me your glory. This was the level he was requesting to have a revelation of. And this, we say, Baruch Kvayt Hashem Imkaimai, we should literally bless the glory of Hashem in his place. Which calls to meaning that the level of Malchus, which is Malakalamin, should be able to be drawn down. Baruch Miloshin Mivarech Mivrecha Miloshin well, drawing down a spring. That's referring to how we try to draw down the level of Malchus, Mim Kaimai, from the level of Chachmei Law, which is the source of all the brachas. And this is meaning, we're requesting, we're almost davening for a gila of Sefer Kalam within Malakalam. This is the idea of Kvayt Hashem Mole as the Mishkan. That the Kavod, the level of Kavod itself became filled up from its source, which is the level of Kavod Law, which is the level of Chachma. Since there was Hashras Shechina on the Mishkan, which is the Hamshach of Makif Elyon, through this, there's a Skalas of Sefer Kalam, even Malakalam, in the way of our Panimi. That caused a shlemus in the level of Arpanimi. And that was Malay as the Mishkan Mamish. That literally was Malay as the Mishkan. Therefore, Moshe wasn't able to come to the Mishkan because it wasn't within his capabilities to receive from this level of Yashas Kaishas Sisrai, which is much higher than even the Gilei, which is much higher than anything else. Now, even though the Gilei on Arsinai, it says, Vayava Moshe Masech Anim, the Moshe actually went into the cloud. L'chayra, that means the Moshe Rabbeinu was shaykh to a level of Yashas Kaishas Sisrai. This explained elsewhere in the Zayar. Now on to Ice Bays, which is Daf Aleph, Amud Bays, first side of the page, second column. Tim Zalat Rebbe, therefore, it says, Vayikra Moshe, that he called to Moshe. This Kriya, this calling, was a Hara and Ashpat to Moshe, that through this, he will be able to come up to the Ayel Might, he'll be able to walk to connect this level of Yashas Chesh's Sisra, which was enclosed within the Mishkan. To understand this, we can understand this based on the understanding of the pasuk of Ikar Zal Zev Yamar Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. That we say, it says in the Navi, and we say this in Davini, the Malachim call to each other, the pasuk says in the Lashon HaKadosh, the Malachim call to each other, and they say Kadosh three times. Targum Yenison, Targum Yenison says, I'm Kabbalin Dame Dame, they receive from one another, and then they say Kedusha three times. The Targum Yenison calls the Kriya receiving, that shows on the aspect of the transfer back and forth, that it's the Lashon HaKadosh is showing on the Hashpa coming from the source, and the Targum is showing on the Kabbalah on the receiving. And through the Hamshacha, they pass one to each other, each one receives this Hamshacha. And that's the only way you can understand it, because it doesn't make sense to understand the Kipshute, because why on earth would the Malachim need to call it to each other when they're trying to say Kaddish? It doesn't make sense. Each of them would have the ability to say Kaddish in the right. So obviously it's referring to the Hamshacha that comes down, the energies that come down. This Vikara Zalzeh is referring to a receiving of Chayas, to receive Chayas from one another through Hamshacha and Hashpa. Meaning, through this Hamshacha and Hashpa, each Malach has the ability to say all three, or can connect to all three levels of Kaddish. Because what does it mean to say Kaddish? What does it mean for Malach to say Kaddish L'chera? They're not physical beings, and this is dependent on saying. The saying of Kaddish from a Malach refers to the Klais and Nefesh they have to the Arayin Seif, which is almost like the idea of Yetz Mishir, Nechnas Mishir, based on the Alter Rebbe's explanation, on Kabbalah's explanation of the Mishnah that says that an animal can walk out with a bell. The explanation of Chassidus and Kabbalah is that it's referring to Malachim and how they connect to Hashem and coming close to Hashem through song. Now, each form of Malach, each Malach is connected to a certain Kab. Michal is connected to Ava. Gabriel is connected to Yira. Rafal is connected to Tiferes. So the only way for all of them to be able to connect to all three levels of Kaddish is through Mekablin, Damon, Damon, receiving from each other. Michal, in his own right, doesn't only has the ability to say Kaddish once, meaning can connect to level Klais in an efficient way of Aval. Gavriel is only able to say Kaddish once, connect to this Inyan of Klais and Nefesh through his path of Yira. In order for each Malach to be able to connect on all three levels, all three Kavod, that you need the Hamshach from one another of Karzal Zeh, which allows for a Skalalus of all three levels of Chagas to be able to have Kalman Damon Dain, each level is able to connect to all three levels of Kaddish. Which, Alter Rebbe says in the brackets, through this they're able to go up much higher than they were able to do on their own. Similar to explained in the Makotetera and Shir Shirim. And the Alter Rebbe gives a bunch of other Makaires that this idea is expressed about how the Malachim giving Amshach to each other caused an Aliyah that was not possible otherwise. Similar to this idea of the Vayikra El Moshe shows on Hamshacha, similar to the Malachim, Vikar Zal Zemayamar shows on Hamshacha. This Hamshacha is the inyan of the small aleph in the word Vayikra. Because the name for the letter is Aleph. Aleph can be respelled to the word Pella, wonder, which shows on something, an idea that's higher than understanding. And Aleph is also from the word Alevcha, meaning I can teach you, I will teach you. So Aleph simultaneously has the idea of teaching, and the idea of Pella, which is beyond wondrous, which is beyond any form of Chachma. Meaning, A'alevcha, even the word A'alevcha, it shows A'alevcha Chachma, I will teach you Chachma, meaning this is referring to a level that is higher than Chachma, meaning Chachma is almost a product of this level of A'alevcha. Meaning, the explanation is that that Aleph is connected to the level of Keser, which is higher than Chachma. As we can see in Lukatatera, see the Zayar. But there's also a level of Aleph, which is large. There's a small Aleph, which shows on Amshacha, but there's the large Aleph, which shows a level of Keser, as it is in Mehusav Atzmusa. And that was a level that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to reach. But the Aleph, from the small letters, that shows an Ahara of Keser, as it is brought down through Tzimtzumin. And from this level was the Shaykh to have the idea of Vayikra El Moshe, to have a Gilui Ahara through this. Then that Moshe was able to come into the Ayel Maid. But in Divrei Yom, it says Adam with a large Aleph. This shows the level of Adam Rishon, as he was before the Chedei Tzedas, where he was a much higher level, as he said in Sefer Gilgulim, and is explained elsewhere in Zayar and in Terah. We're now up to Aleph Amin Gimel, which means second side of the page, first column. We're up to Sif Gimel. With this now, we will understand what the Midrash says, that by Hashem calling to Moshe to come to the Almighty, it says, Aniyu Akari, Aniyu Amadabra, that I am the one who is calling on him, the one who is speaking. To understand this, we have to preface by saying an explanation that the Chazal say on the pasuk Eilo Mayadei Hashem Mikrai Kodesh Asher Tikru Oisam. These are the Yom Tov, and these are the holidays of Hashem that are Mikrai Kodesh, are called holy. Asher Tikru Oisam, that you, the Yidden, should call them. However, Tikru Oisam could mean you call them, referring to Yom Tovim. But Tikru Atem means that it calls to be understood Tikru Atem. That's how it's spelled. That you, Yidden, have the ability to make the Yom Tovim. As we say, Mikash Yisrael Vazmanim, that the Yidden are the ones who make the Yom Tovim holy. This is explained in the Zayar, that can be compared to a king that invites guests. That the guests add to the actual, the guests are the ones that make it different, make it unique. Because the Yom Tovim generally fall out during the 6 days of the week. Which means that when it falls on the 6 days of the week, that weekday, when a Yom Tov falls out, almost becomes connected to the level of Kodesh, which is Chachmi La. Therefore, when they're called Mikro Kodesh, that they become and receive Hamashach from the level of Kodesh. Similar to the Mashal, the king that invites guests. But in order that the days of the week, which are the Chitzeni Semidis of Chesed and Gvura, etc., to be able to go up to the level of Chachmi La, which is the level of Kodesh, and you need first, a hamshacha of ha'ara, milmai l'mata, from above to below, from the level of Chachmi La to that day, that through that, the energies of the day are able to become a yom tov and be able to connect to Chachmi La. This hamshacha is accomplished through Neshamas Yisrael, and therefore, the pasuk says, the shir tikru, a son which calls to be understood atem. Why are Yidden able to pull this off? The understanding is, based on what Chazal say, that shluchas sheladim kamaisa, that a person is able to accomplish shluchas. because the shliach is treated like the person himself, which that's part of the reason why a cheir shared to the katan, somebody who is handicapped in such a way that he cannot represent a person, is not able to be a shliach. But what if you're able to actually represent the person, at least intellectually, then you're considered a shliach. To the point that a person can, you could do kiddushin for somebody else as their shliach. Similarly, similar to an actual shliach down here, that is our role as the shliach of the Ebesher, and as the shliach of the level of Kaddish Elyon, to cause the weekdays to be able to become Mikrai Kaddish. But it can only be done by shliach that is similar to the Mishaleach. This is referring to the level of Shabbos Yisrael, that we say, Kaddish Yisrael Lavaya, that the sherish of Yidin comes to the level of Chachmi La, as you can see in the Zera. Therefore, Yidin are able to draw down a level of Kaddish Elyon to the day that the Yom Tov falls out. That through this, Tikru Esam, Tikru Atem, that we are the ones that make the Yom Tov holy. In order to have that, this day should connect to be able to connect to the level of Kaddish Elyon, as explained in Parashas Pinchas. Based on all this, it's understood that in regards to the shlichus that exists, milmaila has to come through some level. In order to come to that level, the shliach, the intermediary, has to have some shaykhis to the makor with shachat tahar is coming through. Because if not, it can't be a proper shliach. Now, the thing is, the malachim are also called shloachim because the literal interpretation of the word malach is a shliach. I mean, the malachim, their role is to be almost the messengers of Hashpa, as explained elsewhere. And it's explained in the Yomatat, as explained elsewhere in Likutei Torah. So we explain there's a big difference, though there's still a big difference between the level of a malach when he is a shliach of the Ebesher, which then we could refer to the malach with the Shem Hashem, as opposed to when the malach is not shliach, they say kaddish, kaddish, kaddish. They show on how the Ebesher is so distant from them when they're doing the shlichas, Hashem's name isn't clothed within them, which means that they're united with Hashem. But when they're not doing the shlichas, then they're separated in a way that they have to save a kar zelzeh, and kaddish, 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 that they actually have to try showing how holy Hashem is because they're so distant. Now, so then you need to go back to the subject at hand. The Medrash, Avram Avinu versus Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ani Amadabra, as opposed to Avram, it says, Malach. The idea is, it says in the Pasuk in the beginning, Vayera of Avram, Bekel Shin Dalad Yod. I appeared to Avram with my name of Kel Shin Dalad Yod. However, Shmi Havai Leinat Zalem, Teleovis did not make known my name Havai. That we say that the Hasagah of the Avos was from the level of Shem Havayah as it was already brought down through Shem Elokim. But Shmi Havayah, the level of Shmi Havayah, which is Shem Havayah as it is before it's enclosed in Shem Elokim, Hashem didn't make that level known to them. But that level of Shem Havayah as it is before Shem Elokim, that was the level that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to connect to. Therefore, by Avraham, the Malach was the one that would be the intermediary. The Malach was able to be a Shliach to be able to draw this level of Amshach and Ashpa, which is with the idea of Kriya, that is able to reach this level. That's because the Dibur that was coming down to Avram Avinu was coming through Hashem Elokim. Therefore, the Malachim, which are also called the Elokim, as it says, Ki Hashem Lekechem Hula Kei Elokim, and the Pardis explained that this is referring to the Malachim, and Malachim are called Bnei Elokim. Therefore, once Amshach came through Hashem Elokim, a Malach was able to be able to come, was be able to be a Shliach for this level. However, by Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Nevo and Dibor, came from Shem Havayah itself, Shmi Havayah, as it is before it came to Shem, as it is before it became enclosed in Shem Elokim. And the source of this Amshacha is from the level of Anan, the level of Yashas, Chayshach, Sisrai, which a Malach cannot reach. Therefore, the Kriyan Amshacha also had to come from a level that a Malach wasn't able to reach because a Malach is Fart, a Yeshanevra. So rather, the Mshach and the Mishra Bina had to get was from Aniyo Madabra, Aniyo Akar, that I'm the level that the Abishur was the one being Nimshach. Meaning, like it says, Ani Rishim Ani Akra, and that Hashem is the one that predates everything, the one that will postdate everything. And therefore it says, when Mashiach comes, it says, Nazinu Ruata, see now, Ki Ani Ani Hu, that I am the one. And the Zera says, that what does this mean? The Chazad, the layer for the Beinilah, the Satta, show there's no separation between above and below. Meaning, Ani Achron refers to the level of Malchus, which is the end of all the levels, because that's the level that's enclosed within, beyond. That's the one that becomes the source of Yesh and Nifra. But Ani Rishon is a level of Ayin, which that is the source of Chachma, which Chachma is Bittul. And when Mashiach comes, will be a real revelation down here as it is above, which is the idea of Ru'u Atza Ki Ani Ani Hu. When Mashiach comes, they'll Ru'u Atza, see now, Ki Ani Ani Hu, for I am the one. That it will come down to the level of Re'iyah. I explain elsewhere. But my Meshur Beinu, it says, Vayar Reishas Le, that Hashem showed him this Gilui of loss of love, this level of Reishas that will only be revealed when Mashiach comes, which is the level of Chachma, which is connected to the Ani Rishayin. Therefore, Chazal say, for Meshur Beinu, Anihu Akeri Anihu Medabra, that Hashem was the source of his Amshacha. Anihu Akeri is referring to the level of Malchus, which is the level of Ani Achron, which is also the level of Ani Vehuva Shaishina. That's Ani Hoakir. What's Ani Hoamadabra? That's the level of Chachmi Antimatze, of Chachmi Law, where the Aryan Seif is mislavish within it. This Gilui is called the level of Ani Rishon, as said in the Zayar. So what about the Zayar that said that Vayikra Moshe was the Malchabris? What's Malchabris? Malchabris is, the Altar Rebbe explains, Malchus itself is called the level of Melech, and sometimes it can also be called Malach, as said in the Zayar. Meaning the same way a Malach, which is created when it's a Shliach of above, then it's a much higher level than it is when it's not a Shliach, as we just explained. Similarly, spheres of Malchus itself, even though Iyavigar Ma'ichad, that Hashem is one with all the spheres, nevertheless, when it is being Nimshach, or when it is almost a Shliach Milmaila, then it's a much higher level, as the Ramaz explains. Same applies with the small Aleph of Vayikra, which is Haran Mshacha, from the level of Yashas Kleshesis, right? And that's when it can be called Malchus Malach, because it's Melech, it's Malchus, with that additional Aleph, with that additional Hamshacha of Yashas Kleshesis, as explained in the Zayar, in a couple of places. Now we are up to Ayis Dalet, which can be found on page Aleph, Amud Dalet, second side of the page, second column. Here's Alter Rebbe. Now Terah is constant. These levels are also shaykh to now, because in the revolvement in Terah it says, "Va'asin dvari b'ficha v'tzil yadai ki yisisa," that I will put my word, Hashem says, my word in your mouth, and with the shadow of my hand that will cover you. Sail, the shadow of my hand that will cover you, is referring to the level of Machiavellian, as it's known from the idea of Sukkos, which is the Tzila de Mimnusa, the shade of Emunah, which shows the level of Machiavellian. And that's part of the reason why a Sukkah, which has more sunlight than shade, is problematic, because this represents, because the point of the shade of the Sukkah is to represent the Hamshachav level of Yashas Chayshas Sisra, which could only be represented by darkness. And it can't be represented by light. This is the idea of the Ananiya Kavod, which is the Ananiya Kavod, which is why we make Sukkos, is also the Anan which covered the Mishkan, which shows on the level of Yashas Kleshes Yisrael. But why do we have to have stars seen through the Skach? Because the Ha'ar of Makif also comes down with Pnimius, which is the idea of the small Aleph. Similarly, in our involvement in Torah, it says, that Hashem covers us with the shadow of his hands, because Torah is connected to the level of Makif, as explained elsewhere, that the speech you say that comes from Torah becomes a Makif Neshama, as explained elsewhere. But through understanding Torah, so saying the words of Torah becomes a Makif Neshama, but through understanding it and the involvement in Torah, that you understand it and the idea and the halacha becomes grasped in your mind and your understanding. On this it says, "Mingala amukas mini cheshek," that Hashem reveals deep wonders from darkness. Meaning that this level of Makiv, which is called cheshek, Yashas cheshek Sisrei, becomes Mingala amukas, becomes a Gilei Ar. And that's why, and on that level, we're able to say Terah Ar, that the Ar in Seif is able to be brought down here, the same way it is Lamaila, as we said, Ani Arishin V'Acharein. And this is the idea of Aydabar Hashem Yilav Me'el Ma'id, that Hashem spoke to Moshe from the Ma'id. As it says about the Ayel Ma'id, Kishachan Alav Ahanan Ukvayasham Malay Mishkan, that Hashem filled the Mishkan. All these levels could be referred to could also be understood in regards to learning Teres. Because I'll say that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hashem's quote-unquote Mishkan, Hashem's quote-unquote place is the Dalai Lama Shal Halacha. If that's the case, in involvement in Terah, you connect to this level that was enclosed within the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, because Kavod could also refer to Terah. Because in Raisa, we say, Raisa Mechalka Nafka, is that the Terah is connected to the Chachma, which was the level of Kavod Ilah, as we said. But in this level, Chachma, Arin Seif itself is enclosed. Gal Amukas Mi Chayshech, there's a Gilei of Amukas of deep concept, Mi Chayshech, from the level of Yashuv Chayshech Sisrei, as the Ramaz explained, which is the idea of Hashem Malay. Doesn't say Mila, it says Malay. And based on this, now continuing on to the top of Beis Amud Aleph, and it's possible to say that this is a much higher level than the Kechavim, Nirim, Masecha, the level of stars being revealed within the Sukkah, which are only Nitzutz, and those are only sparks. But Terah becomes Terah Earth, not just the sparks, it's almost not like just starlight. It's a full source of light, which is the Etzem, the Makiv, is brought down into Pnimius, as explained elsewhere in regards to Kriyas Yamsov, about the Makif, about the Anon and the Cheshech, and the Amur Ha'esh. Based on this, we can also say, in regards to the Megala Amukis, the Mini Cheshech, in regards to Terah. Similar to this, we find by Shmiya Teres, which is Simchas Terah, that the Makif of Sukkahs is then brought, but Pimius is explained elsewhere, which is the Inya of Sukkahs and Shmiya Teres, as also seen in the Zayar, elsewhere. This is where we will stop.